O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. Oh, come, let us offer our praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with a great God and a great sovereign above all gods. The Lord holds the caverns of the earth and sustains the heights of the hills. The sea belongs to God who made it. Whose hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture, and the sheep of God's hand. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the give glory to God, our light and our life. Oh, come, let us offer our praise.
O dearest Lord, where is the hill of crosses on which, with two thieves, you were hung to die? Here in this place of untold anguished losses, your cup of suffering has been multiplied. O suffering Lord, see here the depth of sorrow and the immensity of human pain. Will such despair torment us still tomorrow? Did you not break death's bonds and end its reign? O dying Lord, your love inspires endurance from all who weep with you, the crucified. Gently embrace the grieving with assurance that healing freely flows from your pierced side. O saving Lord, speak words of life unending from every windswept, holy, cross-strewn hill. Stretch forth your wounded hands in constant blessing for all who bear your cross and love you still. O living Lord, breathe peace and hope among us. Move us with courage, lest your goal be lost, that we may love each child formed in your image, with grace descending from your blessed cross.
A reading from 2 Corinthians.
But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal.
Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel, for you have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. Through your holy prophets you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. You promised to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. And you, a child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father and to the Son.
Let us pray. O merciful Father, you teach us in your holy word that you do not willingly afflict or grieve your children. Look with pity on the sorrows of your servants for whom we pray. Remember them, O Lord, in mercy. Strengthen them in patience. Comfort them with the memory of your goodness. Let your presence shine on them and give them peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Eternal God, amid all the turmoil and changes of the world, your love is steadfast and your strength never fails. In this time of danger and trouble, be to us a sure guardian and rock of defense. Guide the leaders of our nation with your wisdom. Comfort those in distress and grant us courage and hope to face the future. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome in adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in peace.